So we went out in by boat, rowboat. We went across the river from Cornwall Island to St. Regis. When we got to the other side, then he got out from the boat and he pushed the boat back to the river. Two of us in a boat. He says, "Okay, my kids, you have to go home now and take care of yourself. You have to work for living." We got back to the house when you took our father across the river. We got back in the house and we both crying, what are we gonna do? I said to John, "Let's go in the basement and bring it up, the scraps you got left over, and I'm gonna try to make a basket." I started out that 6-inch sewing basket with the cover on, with the sweet grass. I got done one and I took it down to my grandma's and I asked, I says, "Grandma, is my basket good enough to sell?" She said, "Yes, make a dozen of it." So I went back to the house and we started, John and I, we worked together and we start to make basket. By Friday night, we got done 1 dozen. Early Saturday morning, he says, "Mary, I take the baskets to Hogansburg to sell the basket, and you do the cleaning in the house." So he took the basket across the river. He went to Hogansburg at McKinnon's store, and he sold the basket, and he won't get money for it. He has to trade it in the what he got in the store. I told him what to buy. Our basket, it was $1.25 a dozen that time. But we don't trade it in, just what we want to eat, especially that cookies. I says to John, "Buy me a pump of cookies." I told him, I says, "If you get left over, get cigarettes." He says, "Mary, what are we going to do with the cigarettes? We don't smoke." I said, "I know what to do with it." We took the cigarettes to Cornwall. I know the store where he used to sell the cigarette, my father. I used to go with him. I remember that. I got into the store. A lot of people in it. So I just stay on the side of the door. And I wait for them until they all go out. And that guy, storekeeper, came to me. He says, "What do you want?" I had a little package. I opened up and showed him what I got. He took the package to the other room and he came back. I think it was about $1.25 he had. He gave it to me and he took out the cigarettes. And I went outside, my brother waiting for me outside. I told him, I says, "Look, that's how much money I got." Says, "Mary, what do you say if we buy ice cream? We're going to have ice cream." Now the next week, the second week, we work day and night. We work mostly all night with the basket. We got 2 dozen, so we get more money. The same thing again, he went to Hogansburg and saw the basket. He treated in the cigarettes and we took that to corner. I always say, I'm the first one to be smuggly. That's the way we get the money.